plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill is well worth a visit. The menu is fantastic. The food is amazing. They also do carvery of the weekends, and they have live music of the weekends as well in the Oasis Bar and Grill, which is just below our studio here. And while you're here at the White Sands Hotel, you can get your car valeted in the car park around the back of the hotel. You can give your dog a shower in the car park at the front of the hotel, and much more besides. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we also recommend the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, it's something that a lot of you will have an opinion on, because a lot of you will have done it and don't see anything wrong with it. Others would never do it in a month of Sundays and do see a problem with people who do it. This will all make sense. Our Jeremy is here to explain exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, this is after causing a lot of upset here, and I can't understand why. This is a judge in the US who has banned people from wearing inappropriate attire in his courtroom. He runs a district court in the States, and he was basically fed up of people arriving to court in either pajamas or tracksuits. And Judge Craig Long is his name. He's a Pennsylvania judge. He said he has had enough of people arriving at his district court wearing attire that is not suitable for the courtroom. So he's put up a sign outside his court which simply says, "Pajamas are not appropriate attire for district court." He said he'd been planning on posting the sign for a while, but he finally lost it last week when a woman arrived in front of him in court in pajamas.
Now, that led to, I personally have never seen anybody arrive in court here in Ireland in pajamas. Now, I haven't been in court too many times, but I've never seen anybody in pajamas.
I have.
In pajamas?
Yep. And in fact, I've seen photographs. Have you ever been in Tala District Court?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You could be mistaken for thinking that you're in the sleepwear department of Penny's. And that's no joke, by
and
the
do
way.
Do you think that there should, because this is where this conversation is coming from, do you think there should be a dress code for court?
I think, and I've been in court many times in the last couple of months.
Quite a number of times.
A dozen times in the last couple of months. So I've seen it a lot. The last time I was in court a couple of weeks ago, I was, and this is no joke, and my wife will vouch for this, I was the only person in the, pardon the legal staff and the police, I was the only person in the court wearing a shirt and trousers. The rest of them were either in a Lessie tracksuits, and there was a woman there in pyjamas. She was a Roma gypsy and she was in pyjamas, but the rest of them were wearing tracksuits. There was a fella sitting beside me, he was wearing a bandana that had Jamaica cannabis leaves on it.
So you believe that, that people should make an effort when they're going to court?
No, I believe...
What's wrong with the tracksuit?
I believe that you shouldn't be allowed into court unless you're wearing at least a shirt, and the judge should not see it. Should not see your case. Should send you back out. Come back to me when you have a
so
suit.
If I arrive in my nicest tracksuit, you're telling me that the judge...
The fact is, you wouldn't, because you're not a scumbag. These people have no respect for the law, no respect for the judiciary. And to say that they don't have the money is absolute bull. And you know why I know it's bull?
No, because you can buy a suit and pennies for less than a tracksuit.
Well, I looked it up. 35 quid, you can get a cheap suit. And not only that, the fellow that was beside me in the court the other day that was wearing a tracksuit, yeah? Lovely, lovely Alessi tracksuit, yeah? Probably cost more than the suit would cost. Not only that, during the court case, he decided, because he was a bit bored with the proceedings that were going on and his case hadn't been called yet, so he took out his lovely Samsung Galaxy phone to play some games while he was waiting for his case to be heard. So he can afford a Samsung phone, but he can't afford a shirt and tie. It's a joke. I'm not saying you should go in an Armani three-piece suit.
No, but what are you saying?
Or a Savile Row fitted
what are
suit.
You saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you should not be allowed into a court. You should be held in contempt of court if you arrive in a tracksuit.
Sorry,
if your phone rings in court, you'd be done for contempt. This is called respect for the law. For those of you who've never been to court, you would not believe the sheer disrespect that the scum of...
I don't know how a tracksuit is showing disrespect.
Okay, if you were in court tomorrow, would you wear a tracksuit?
I wouldn't, but that's me personally.
Okay, how would you feel?
I only have one tracksuit.
How would you feel if you arrived? The tracksuit is a stereotypical scumbag attire.
No, I don't totally agree with you.
Okay, it is.
Ross, I'm going to talk to you straight after the ad break, but you're annoyed by what Jeremy is saying here.
Yeah, I don't understand how, someone can be a scumbag just by what they're wearing.
Okay, this is obviously coming from a man. Your wardrobe is obviously just full of different types of tracksuits and a Nike Air Max.
Does that make me a scumbag, does it?
Well, if you only wear tracksuits 24/7, you obviously don't.
No, it doesn't. So I have to walk around wearing a suit and jeans and all the time.
No, if you were appearing in court, Ross, I don't know, have you ever been in court?
No.
That's a surprise. If you're ever
what's that meant to me?
Just saying. If you're ever appearing in court, Ross, would you wear a suit?
No.
Here we go. I love this. Stephen and Talla, will you have a listen to this, Adrian? Jeremy has always been a lefty. Forcing dress standards on people screams communist totalitarian regime.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm the next communist leader of Ireland.
Okay, Ross, I'll come back to you in just a second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I'm Adrian Kennedy. That man there is Jeremy. And we got into this conversation. We had a load of stuff we were planning to talk about today. And we've kind of, that's just the nature of this show. We never know what we're going to end up talking about. And a judge in the States has ordered his court cleared because he just got a pain in his face with the way in which people were dressing, appearing in his court. He put up a sign saying, "Pajamas are not appropriate attire for district court." He just had enough. And the question we want to ask you is, can you understand that? Now, Ross, you don't believe that anybody has the right to tell anybody how to dress. Is that your point on this?
Yeah, and especially not to call them a scumbag just because you're a tracksuit.
Okay, Ross, let me ask you a question. If you were going to a job interview next week, how would you dress? And I want you to talk me through it.
Obviously wouldn't wear a tracksuit, but You just said
obviously wouldn't wear a tracksuit. Why obviously wouldn't wear a tracksuit? Okay, so
explain to me fully. Take your time now. Explain to me fully what you would wear going to an interview. So you're going to, let's say you're going for an interview for Aer Lingus, for cabin crew, okay, Ross? It's a fairly decent job. You're going to be working as cabin crew for Aer Lingus. And you're going for an interview, and there's four members of the Aer Lingus HR department who are going to be interviewing you. So what would you wear? Talk to me. Take your time. Talk me to us.
Put on a pair of jeans and a nice t-shirt and a pair of shoes. Ordinary stuff.
A pair of jeans. Can I just tell you now, you wouldn't even get called back for a second interview. That's a fact.
What if you turned? It depends on the job you're going for.
I'm talking about Aer Lingus cabin crew. You wouldn't get called back for a second interview.
What if you weren't wearing a suit?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Why would you have to wear a suit to get a job for?
If I have to educate you on how to dress for an interview, you haven't got a hope in hell.
You're an absolute fool.
Oh, I'm a fool. Okay, here's the insults. Okay, you're getting married next week, Keith. What would you wear to your wedding? Going up the aisle.
Obviously a suit.
Obviously a suit. The penny finally drops.
There's a bit of a difference between getting married and appearing in the court.
No, it's all the same thing. It's the same common.
The same thing.
It is. Why wouldn't you wear a tracksuit getting married?
Why would you?
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's just you're not supposed to.
Because you're not supposed to.
But it doesn't say that you have to wear the suit in court.
Well, good luck, Keith, if you ever end up in court. Because I can tell you now, if you want to get off any sort of charges and you're in and wearing a tracksuit, you're off to a bad start.
Well, here, stay there for 1 second.
By the way, he's the type of fellow that I was giving out about last year on the show. That goes to my favourite restaurant. I won't mention the name of it.
Yeah.
My favourite restaurant has been ruined over the last couple of years with people arriving in for meals in their tracksuits.
How does that offend you?
There
are times I think you're taking this too far. A lot of people wear tracksuits. You may not. I happen not to either.
Tracksuits should only ever be worn in the gym or if you're running a marathon.
Gary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gary?
I'm grand, thanks. I'm grand. No, listen, I just wanted to agree there with Jeremy. I was up in court. I was in court last year for the week. We actually got called up to do that jury duty. And every scrout and scumbag in town that was up in court for charges were all wearing tracksuits.
I know, but hang on for 1 second. It's not illegal to wear a tracksuit.
Yeah, but it looks like if you walk in wearing one, like I mean, I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, automatically, like he's a scrote, he's a scumbag.
What, and just because he was wearing a tracksuit?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hang on a second, Adrian. Sorry for cutting across here. Hang on a second, Adrian. If you went into a court tomorrow, yeah, and the judge behind the table, yeah, was wearing an Alessi tracksuit.
He's not going to be.
Hang on a sec. What would you say?
He's not going to be.
Okay, if you were on a flight tomorrow and the cabin crew were all wearing tracksuit,
they're not going to be because they have a uniform. You're being stupid. That's just ridiculous.
Okay, if a politician knocked at your door tomorrow canvassing and he was wearing a tracksuit, what would you think? Look,
lads, can I just tell you something?
Yeah, go on.
When we were in the car for the week, the people who came in, like, dressed in a suit or dressed, you know, okay, like, their sentence in the week wasn't as bad as people who were actually wearing a tracksuit.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to go to Ed. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Firstly, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Jeremy Dixon, but, yeah. 3 years ago now, I was up in the traffic court and because I forgot to pay a fixed charge. Now,
isn't that, Ed, I've been there myself a couple of times, isn't there a lovely collection of people up at the traffic court every day?
Absolutely.
Oh, but, every walk of life.
I was wearing a nice dark blue suit, nice light blue short, nice tie. Everybody else, tracksuits, jeans, everything. Anybody with a tracksuit and jeans, all got the maximum fine. Judge actually let me off just with a bit of a ticking off. He asked me why I didn't pay the fixed charge. And I actually told him the truth. I just said, look, I was getting a bit of work done on the house. When I realised, I put the fixed charge up, forgot about it. When I realised that I didn't pay, I tried to pay. I was able to produce all the emails and everything. And he just turned around and said, well, look, he said, thanks for the honesty. There was one guy that stood up with a T-shirt, right? And I actually couldn't believe this. He had a T-shirt saying, I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah. And the judge ordered him, he held him in contempt of court. He was brought down to the cells, but on the way down, the judge stopped him and he turned around and he said, do you have a phone on you? And he said, yeah. He said, well, ring somebody at home, he said, and get them to bring in appropriate clothing for you. He said, and then you're going to come back to my court. He said, and then you're going to apologise, he said, for being attired the way you were.
And if he was right, I mean, I can't believe you're agreeing with me either, Ed. It's the first time for everything. But he's right, isn't he, the judge?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So as far as you're concerned, you should make an effort. You should appear in court dressed appropriately.
I was the only one that wasn't fined. Now, granted, I got a bit of a ticking off.
Hmm.
But I was the only one that wasn't fined because I was dressed, as I say, in a nice suit, nice short, nice tie, had my hair cut, clean shaved, everything.
And okay, so you made an effort, but you believe that if people don't make an effort, what, a judge should throw them out of the court?
Well, look, I mean, the facts speak for themselves.
I don't know if the facts do speak for themselves.
They do.
Do they? How do they speak for themselves?
Because I was the only one that was actually let off. Everybody else that wasn't appropriately dressed was all fine.
In the same way, yeah, you're a taxi driver, isn't that correct?
I am.
And I'm sure when you're working and going about your daily business, you dress in an appropriate attire. I mean, I'm never going to get into your... No, I'm just assuming here, but I'm never going to get into your taxi and you're going to be wearing a Liverpool tracksuit, are you?
No, at the moment I'm wearing... fleece body warmer, jeans and a pair of boots.
See, that's how I have to say, when I'm picking a taxi, I would not get into a taxi with a taxi driver who's in a tracksuit or a football jersey or something like that. I think if you're driving a...
you'll walk on.
Yeah, I think if you're driving... I'm sure Ed agrees with me. If you're driving a taxi, that you should be dressed in an appropriate way. Would you agree, Ed?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen taxi drivers wearing shorts. And all I can say is, oh my God, do they have no mirrors at home? I mean, hideous doesn't even begin to describe some of the shorts I've seen taxi drivers wearing.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. If you want to WhatsApp us, all you have to do is send it to 085 825 2626. It's the Opinions Matter podcast. Owen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Not too bad. Busy enough, but not too bad, thank God. Just listening to your comments there, the guy that was gone for the interview, you were saying in Aer Lingus, and he wouldn't get too far and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A guy called Richard Branson.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on, take what he's about to say.
Jeremy, okay. He's not a scumbag.
No, he's not.
He doesn't wear the suit. The reason why he won't wear the suit is because he finds it intimidating towards other people. And a lot of people find him intimidating if he wears it.
He doesn't wear a suit, but he wears an open neck shirt any time you see him.
No, you talked about a suit. You said short and tie and stuff like that, a suit.
Okay,
He doesn't wear it. That man will not wear the suit. Whatsoever.
Okay, I'm willing to let go of the tie then. You don't need a tie, just a shirt. That's all I ask.
I do agree with you that if you're going somewhere, and whether it be an interview or something, you do have to dress, and especially court. Walking into court in a pair of shorts or a tracksuit, no, wouldn't do it for me either. You know, but to say that just because someone doesn't wear a short and tie and suit and stuff like that doesn't mean that you don't take them for face value is wrong.
Well, no, Virgin are slightly different. I mean, I know Virgin, and I'm standing to correction this, Virgin are one of the few airlines in the world that will actually hire cabin crew that have visible tattoos. A lot of airlines. And in fact, I was on a Virgin flight once and I was shocked to see that the female cabin crew had two butterflies on her wrist, which I thought was bizarre. No, I didn't have a problem with it. But I know the likes of Emirates or Etihad wouldn't hire you
I don't think it changes the person that's under it. I don't think clothes define the person.
Ah, they do, though. Okay, let me ask you a question, then. And I'd love to do this as a social experiment, Owen. You're walking down the road, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're approached by a fella, okay? You're approached by two fellas asking you for a cigarette. One is dressed in a hoodie and a tracksuit and a Nike Air Max.
The first thought of mine is, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I understand that. I understand that 100%.
That's all I'm saying.
Still, you can't brand everybody in the same boat.
No, but I think if you're...
Get up there in the morning trying to get dressed, get into tracksuits, go look after kids, disabled kids and stuff like that.
No, but hang on, Don. We're talking about court, and I've seen these toe rags in court slouched on the seat, their feet up on the seats, in their tracksuits, and you just look at them and you go, you don't care about the justice system in this country.
No, you have no respect. You have to understand that the IQ level there is not probably the best.
Well, no, I know that.
You know, and like if they had any kind of inkling at all, they'd understand that if you're sitting in front of a judge and you're dressed appropriate, as that guy just there, the caller before you said, yeah, the judge will look at you and say, yeah, okay, fair enough, you're dressed appropriate.
I agree with you. You're dealing with a limited gene pool when you talk about these people who are turning up in court every day. But everybody knows how to acquire a suit. I mean, half of these lads that are up in court know how to get, they could get you a 40-inch television like that. Couldn't they, Adrian?
They should be able
to acquire a suit.
The fact of the matter is, though, it does. I know what you're saying, that your suit or your clothes define you and all that. And to an extent, I agree. But I also agree with how now wearing a suit isn't what it was. You look at, and it's not just Richard Branson alone, you look at the chief execs of all of the biggest companies on planet Earth. None of them wear suits. Mark Zuckerberg, have you ever seen the guy in a suit? No. It's just not the way people dress today.
It's a fading trend because it's intimidating. And Richard Branson was spot on when he said it. When you approach people and you're wearing a suit, it's very intimidating towards other people, especially if they're not wearing a suit.
Okay, I'm taking back the suit thing. All I'm asking for is a shirt, a collar and a pair of trousers. That's all.
100% agree with you.
Okay, well then.
That's probably when you go into court.
Yeah, thank you.
I suppose you think you're great having turned him around. Let me go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
All right, that's
been gone. Dave, you actually agree with what Jeremy is saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with him. I hate all these lads saying all that show up the court and the little scrouts and their... And he had our track bottoms tucked into our socks and all. That just wrecks my face.
And you see, again, we're talking about whether or not your clothes define you, and But do they really?
I believe so. Yeah.
So, Dave, have you ever appeared in court?
I have. Yeah, I've been up on a drive charge. Yeah.
Okay, and what did you wear when you went to court?
I wore kind of suit bottoms and a shirt.
Okay, so you made a point of dressing for the occasion.
When I was there, like you can see the lads and girls, like they have this little clique that they all, and there's not just one of them, there's always like five or six of them in a little group, and they all just sit around and
Their
Nike Air Max with their socks and their track bottoms tucked into them and all.
They just don't have no respect for
anything. Here's a text message, Dave, and this just sums up the attitude that some people have. These guys cannot afford a suit because they aren't billionaire owners of the companies. How can you compare them to the degenerates going for a job in McDonald's? Be realistic here, lads. Again, you can buy a suit for 40 quid.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And I've seen them myself.
And these lads have the best of everything. Do you know how much a pair of Nike Air Max are?
Yeah, a lot of money, yeah.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, we're talking about dress code in court, whether or not it's appropriate to wear a tracksuit, for example. Wesley, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Wesley?
Not too bad, yourself?
Good, thanks, Wesley. Think this is a load of rubbish. You can dress whatever way you want going into court.
Definitely.
Is it not showing a bit of a lack of respect if you don't make an effort?
Not necessarily, no. If you're going to court, you're going to charge down court to be judged on what you've done, not what you're wearing.
You may be right.
Definitely right. You're going there to be judged on what you've done. I've been in court myself for speeding fines many times before, and I've been there with people that I know, and they wore tracksuits and I wore a tracksuit, and it depends on who prior convictions and all that gets taken into account, you know.
Okay, so the judge is not going to say, I sentence you to 3 years because he didn't like the clothes you were wearing.
Oh, definitely not.
I mean, Dave, he is right. It's not going to influence the outcome of your case.
Yeah, technically, he would be right, but, like, I mean, it looks a lot better.
Not technically, it's definitely 110% right. Any time I've been up the court before, I've been in a tracksuit. I'm a mechanic and I wear manky, dirty fucking footwear all day, every day. And on my day off, I'm going to wear a tracksuit. It's quite simple. That's what I like to wear. That's what I'm going to wear.
Not make a bit of an effort and put on a pair of trousers.
I can make an effort. I've plenty of pairs of jeans at home, but what's the point in making an effort? I'm going to court. I'm going to sit there in a seat for 7 or 8 hours beside someone I'm not wearing a tracksuit.
Okay, I agree with you to an extent. Sorry, Wesley, that it's not going to influence the outcome of your case. It's not going to, a judge is not going to say to you, I'm going to give you extra time because you didn't dress properly. But does it not show that you just don't give a rat's arse about the judicial system when you come wearing, you know, a tracksuit?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is that a taxi driver, is he?
Yeah, I'm not a taxi driver, no.
Oh no, I thought you were a taxi driver now.
But that was another point that was made a while ago. A lot of people, you know, wouldn't have time for a taxi driver who doesn't bother his arse making an effort to.
I won't get into it. I don't believe that for a second. At 4 o'clock
in the morning when you're after being out for a few.
And people,
a taxi driver pulls up and he's in a tracksuit, you're going to say, no, go on.
And people are getting me completely wrong here. I'm not looking for everybody to be wearing, as I said, Savile Row 3-piece suits. My local bank. The bank that I bank with, Permanent TSB, yeah? A couple of years ago they introduced a more casual attire for their staff, and you'd often go into Permanent TSB now and they'd be wearing like just an open top shirt or something like that, and I think that's nice. It makes them more approachable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is wearing a tracksuit to court is not appropriate. 2 weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, and you better not cut me off over this, 2 weeks ago myself and Adrian had a photo shoot, and this was planned a week before, and we got an email about it, and I forgot about the photo shoot, and I arrived into work that morning, and Adrian was wearing a lovely suit, and you looked proper dapper, you did, very impressive.
Thanks very much.
And I arrived in a pair of chinos, and just an average Hollister shirt.
Yeah, you look scraggy.
A very casual shirt, and Adrian's first words to me were, "You're wearing that to a photo shoot. Go home and change, would you?"
Yeah, no, I did say that. Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because we were doing a photo shoot.
What's the difference? Why couldn't I have worn casual clothes in the photo shoot?
Because you didn't look the part.
Well, can you just admit that you're wrong?
Stupid looking shoes.
Can you just admit that you're a hypocrite then?
No, not really, no. You don't go to court for a photo shoot. It's a completely different thing.
Okay, when you go to the... You're living in that place, the Borgosh Theatre, yeah? You're there every night of the week, yeah? What do you wear when you go there? I see you there regularly.
Yeah, I dress up, yeah.
Why do you dress up?
Because I like to look nice.
There you go.
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
I totally agree with Jeremy on this. I was in court last week and a girl turned up in a tracksuit and the solicitor said it's not going to look good for you if you go up against the judge like that. She went in and the judge told her, I'm not dealing with you. He said, it sounds like you're going to the gym instead of court. So she was asked to leave.
So she was thrown out of the court?
Yeah, like I wore like a pair of leggings, a knee pair of boots and a respectable top, and the judge actually turned around and said to me, I like when people come respectable to court.
So he actually threw her out for the clothes she was wearing?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, he told her he'd see her again. He asked her, was she on her way to the gym or something? But, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Honestly, you go to the Criminal Courts of Justice, it's like Ben Dunn gym, Adrian. There's so many tracksuits.
I know, but there was all the other same runners on tracksuits, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and they were all coming out and they all looked like, Jesus, he's a tough judge, you know what I mean? Like, but he did, because, like, obviously I was up for a totally different matter. But, you know, like, Hota came in his work clothes, you know, like, and the judge said to me, very well respected, he said, both of you, he said, if only I could get everybody to dress up like you, was going into court.
And Tracy, I hope you won't mind me asking this question, are you married or have you ever been married?
No, I'm not married. Okay. I was supposed to be married, but it didn't happen. I had an accident and I've been out of work for the last 2 years, so.
Okay, but when you do get married, you have a man in your life, have you?
No.
Okay, well, sorry for going down this road then. But when you do find a man and you decide to get married, would you expect him to wear a suit on the wedding day?
Yeah. I expect everybody, like, everybody has a vision.
I have to say, Jeremy, I have to say, I think
everybody has a vision.
This is a completely different thing. You're not talking about wearing suits to weddings. Obviously, you're going to wear a suit to a wedding. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about whether or not there should be a dress code going into court.
Well, as far as I know, in the court I was in, there was a dress code. You know, like, and that girl quite knew there was a dress code. And, you know, like, the judge just turned around and said to her, out, he said, I'm not dealing with you. He said, tracksuit. He said, it sounds like you're off to the gym. You know, like, and all the fellas were outside and they were coming out and they were, like, he's tough, like, he's going to come down me and a ton of bricks because they were in tracksuit and one was not. You know, like, well, I remember not 2 years ago, I was actually up in court again and some girl came in a pair of shorts. It was during the summer and the judge turned her out as well. You know, like, as far as I know, the court I was in, they have a dress code.
Right, so yeah, as far as you're concerned, it is important that you make an effort.
I totally agree with Jeremy, but like he's on me with this one. Like I totally agree with him. Like on this,
You think he did the right thing? There he was. He was in court, and he just thrown her out.
Yeah, swear to God. And she came out and she was crying on the solicitor. I told you, look, there's a big dress code up. You know, like, the judge won't see anybody, in, especially a girl in the tracksuit. You know what I mean? He warned her before he went in. And they were just gone in before us. And she came out and she was crying. And she you know, like, the solicitor was trying to console her with tears. You know what I mean? Like, he just said, but when I was up, he said, very respectably, he said, if I could get everybody to come like this, he said, I'd be a very happy man.
Now, let me squeeze in one last call on this. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. Martin, you've been listening to people's views on this. Do you think people should make an effort going to court?
Well, going to court, yeah, fair enough, because you're trying to influence the judge's decision at the end of the day, so you're going to do whatever you can. But I just disagree with Jeremy saying that his favourite restaurant is ruined from boys going in with tracksuits on them. Sure, what business is it of his?
On that one, I completely agree with you.
Because it cheapens the restaurant.
Sorry, hang on. I'll give you an example. I know loads of people, loads of friends of mine, who do sports training with kids on a Sunday. Yeah? In GAA clubs and football clubs.
Put a pair of slacks in the middle of the car. It's not rocket science.
And they have a tracksuit on, and then they go for dinner with their family. Whoop-de-doo, they have a tracksuit on. It's no biggie.
I've often went to pubs with a tracksuit on. I don't like wearing jeans or wearing slacks. I wear them when I have to, when someone dies, or if I have to go to court or a wedding or whatever. But not, I'd often go to a pub in a tracksuit. I wouldn't think that's bad.
You may get away with that in your culty town, but you wouldn't get away with that up in Dublin now, wearing tracksuits into pubs.
Well, I've done it in Dublin as well.
You've worn tracksuits into a pub in Dublin?
Yeah. Well, one's without a strict dress code.
Yeah, clearly.
But it's a comfort thing. I hate wearing jeans. Sometimes I wear my working trousers to work and I change before I get into the van going home and wear tracksuits going in the van.
I've said this before in the show. When I'm going out for a meal and I'm paying good money for a meal, and this is me being up my own arse, I don't want to sit beside you in your tracksuit.
But sure, you're better off just minding your own business.
No. And can I tell you this as well? The people who are running the business don't want you appearing in a tracksuit. Because you give
Then why don't they say no tracksuits?
I mean, this particular restaurant that you're referring to, Jeremy,
yes,
does it have a sign on the front door saying no tracksuits?
No, because if it did, they'd lose half their custom.
I have to say, I totally disagree with you on that. I don't see how you have a problem with that. That's real snobbish up your own arse crap.
Maybe I am a bit up my own arse. Shut up for a second. When I go out for a meal and I'm paying good money for a meal, I want to sit beside people who are dressed in a dapper way.
In a dapper way? Who even uses that expression in 2024? And just before you go, by the way, the amount of comments that I've gotten in with people commenting on the state of you most days when we're doing this Opinions Matter podcast live on Facebook with your baseball caps and your sleeveless jumpers. The state of you. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.